journalist visiting Japan doesn't face usual obstacles of foreign reporting, no border guards demanding bribes, no explosions, no cars breaking down in the desert. The major obstacle is probably politeness. NPR's David Kestenbaum, who's been there for our Climate Connection series, has this reporter's notebook.
I love Japan. When I bought a soda at a convenience store, the cashier bowed as he gave me my change. Politeness is great, but it does raise problems for us journalists. Some people were so polite, I had no idea what they were actually thinking. One afternoon, I go to the zoo and ask random people about global warming.
Global warming? Global warming?
Oh, yes, they all say. I worry about it. I'm thinking, are you saying that because you mean it or because you think that's what I want you to say? I had a communications breakthrough one day. I was in the suburbs of Kobe. I ran into some little kids who were too young to care about watching their words. One said to me, "You speak the language of Mickey Mouse." Yes, I speak the language not of Shakespeare, but Mickey Mouse, and I come in peace. Though some people seem to wonder about that, too. I wanted to interview the barbers who worked in the little place where lawmakers go to get their hair cut. You'd think we were trying to get a dinner invitation to the emperor's palace. We had to send a fax in advance saying where we were from, when we wanted to come, what we wanted to discuss. When we get there, it takes an hour for everyone to loosen up. Then one woman notices my uneven sideburns. I find myself in the chair where a prime minister used to sit, with three middle-aged women mothering me. Other women come out of hiding, and they cannot stop chatting. "We're like comedians," one says. Another gives me a CD of herself singing karaoke songs. My interpreter, Junko Takahashi, tells me reporters in search of man-on-the-street interviews sometimes resort to drunk man-on-the-street interviews. They hang out at the Shinbashi subway stop, where it's easy to catch people on their way home from the bars. That sounded both brilliant and ethically dubious. Instead, I asked Junko to gather some old friends, people who know her well enough to speak openly. We go to dinner. Sushi, beer, and things I keep forgetting are chicken hearts. We talk about global warming for more than an hour. One woman says she secretly turns off the air conditioning at night to conserve energy. A guy says, "My wife does that too." I get angry, but I forget by the morning. A third friend tells me he's not sure he believes humans are to blame for global warming. Underneath the politeness, it's feeling a lot like home.
NPR's David Kestenbaum.